What's that? You want to hear about tech, but there's just too much noise around? Well, let us be the counteracting sound that helps you actually hear what's important. Because that's right, people, this convoluted intro is us getting to the fact that this is called Noise Cancelling Podcast, where we talk through all things tech. But before that, let's meet who's on the call.
I'm Sherielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Laptop Mag.
Adam, who are you?
Oh, me. I'm Adam Ismail, editor at Tom's Guide.
I'm Olivia Tambini, audio and music editor at Tech Radar.
And I'm Gareth Beavis, global editor-in-chief of Tech Radar. Lovely to have you all on the pod with us today. Right, so obviously with every week in tech, there's something new to talk about. We like to get to a big question first, where we get to riff on a hilarious manner on something that's happened this week. And the one that got us over the last 7 days was Time Capsule, which appears from Spotify. That happened a couple of years ago, Liv, didn't it, that we had this before?
Yeah, that's right.
They sort of promoted it, yeah. And this is, well, we're still not entirely sure. Is it for teenagers' years or your older stuff? Or what is it, Liv? Tell us.
It's for your youth. So whatever you consider to be your youth, that's probably, you know, from your late teens to your mid-20s, maybe. I'm still in it, you know, what can I say? But yeah, that's all the music you should be getting is from that time in your life.
And it's basically giving a snapshot of things that you may have enjoyed in the olden times, correct?
Exactly. And it's apparently based on the genres you like listening to now. So it should be stuff you do like, but not everyone has had that experience.
Yeah, I've been listening to it and it's been cool because there's been lots of stuff on there that I had forgotten about. And other things where I've never heard this before in my life, possibly not even this band. So that's been fun as well. I don't like listening to nostalgic things and not knowing what it is. It feels like that was a waste of time. I could have got it at the time. If I don't like it then, I don't like it now. That's how it works. But the big question this week is, given that Time Capsule has happened and gives us a chance to look backwards, what is the oldest bit of tech that you are still using today or just have around? Adam, why don't you kick us off?
So it's really hard for me to answer this question and not just go to like a gaming console, because I keep old consoles around because I like retro gaming and stuff. So it would have to be my Sega Saturn, because that's from 95.
That's not that old.
So if that counts, that's not old.
it's not that old. I remember it being old. Yeah, but I remember it being like two console generations ahead of like my first one. So in my mind, it's still quite exciting.
Well, if you were using like, I don't know, an Atari 2600 or something like that in 95, then I feel bad for you. But
yeah, true. I mean, mine was all about. I mean, I still have my NES, you know, lying around somewhere. You know,
spicy takes. Exactly.
Sheree, what about you?
Well, if I go game consoles, then I am going to go with my Nintendo Entertainment System. But if I go with old tech, I still have a Zune HD. It was ahead of its time. Everybody laughed and ridiculed it, but it was the first. It brought in the touchscreen era, the HD touchscreen era, subscription music, and a whole lot of fun things, apps, and they, like, everyone was like, "Oh!" It basically fell victim to Microsoft not knowing what to do with it once they launched it.
Yeah, it's a shame as well, because that was one where you could share songs, couldn't you? You could pass them over to each other, and there's a really clever way of doing things. When what was it? What's it called when they lock it down? Well, I can't remember the thing. I was going to say DNA. It's not DNA. That's ridiculous. What's it called when they lock things down?
Wait, what?
What's it called when they...
DRM. DRM.
Thank you, DRM.
I was very confused.
I know. It was really upsetting me as well. yeah, so that the DRM side of things, that was a clever way around it. But then obviously no one had a Zune, so it didn't work. That wasn't as useful. Good luck. I like it. I think it's a lovely piece of tech. Lovely brown color as well, if I remember.
No, I actually had the silver because I got the HD, and I got the HD with 64 gigs of storage.
There you go. Liv, what about you? What's your oldest bit of tech, given you've highlighted just how young you are?
Well, it's not that old really, but I've got a Nintendo GameCube, which I still play pretty regularly. I know it's from 2002, but... You know, I was 8, so I don't have anything before that, I'm afraid.
And you only bought it like a year ago, probably.
No, I've had it for a long... Well, it's actually my boyfriend's, so yeah, I've had it for a long time.
Good, okay. My one is, well, it's now fallen apart from Cherie's is the original iPod. Well, not the original. It was the first one that didn't have the scrolling click wheel. It was actually the one that was touch sensitive. But oh my word, I loved it. It was so good. It was the one that had HP on the back. I'm still not entirely sure why. It was some sort of tie-in with HP, not understanding the reason behind that. But, you know, 30 gigabytes of space. I had so many things on there. Oh, it was so good.
30 still, gigs? Oh, yeah. Man, that's weak. I had the classic that had the 100 gigs.
What? Can I give one more answer?
You certainly can.
That is not gaming related. So I haven't used it in a while, but I still have the iPod Nano that was just like a tiny little screen with a clip.
Yeah.
And that one was really cool. That one I loved. It was kind of like the Apple Watch before the Apple Watch.
Yeah, it really was. And I feel like that should have got, because that was always the one that looked like it was being used in concepts and, you know, things like going like, one day we'll have an iPod with just the screen on it. And then it turned up and everyone was like, no, I don't care, actually.
It was great. I love that thing, and that only had like 8 gigs of storage. So
yeah, but you got a screen, so stop moaning.
Puny storage. Yeah.
Well, did you use your 100 gig, Cherie? Did you use all of it?
I got up to 10,000 songs. So
did you own 10,000 songs?
Yeah, but like I systematically just started, like, every month once I got paid, I would do like 10 songs or an album, and just systematically built it up like that.
Okay. Well, and that does make sense. So you do qualify for owning that, and that's fair. So well done. Right. I think, which one did I like the most? It's got to be the Zune. I mean, I feel like there was a lot of nostalgia there. The Sega Saturn annoyed me, so I can't have any points given for that. And I feel like Liv just looked at the thing that she saw in front of her that was the oldest. So.
It's not a lie.
Heck. Right, let's get on to what's actually happened this week, because what a surprise. There's been so much stuff. The big one, obviously, was Google's launch night in last week. Now, we missed this with our recording, which is always really helpful. So everyone who listened to last week's podcast on Friday would have already known about this. But we're going to get to it now. I'm going to give you some lovely, deeper insight, he hopes, massively, and not just give the same boring answers everyone else has given. So we saw lots of things announced there. We saw the Pixel 5, the Pixel 4a, 5G, the new Chromecast with Google TV, Nest Audio. Cherie, did you tune in for this as well, or did you just pick it up the next day?
Oh, no. Google sent me a comfort pack with Sour Patch Kids, popcorn, what? And hot chocolate, and socks. So, yeah, I tuned in. Them socks are comfy as hell.
Oh, my God.
That's not fair.
No, because the thing is, when you registered, like, they asked you if you wanted a care package, and if you clicked through yes, they asked you what kind of candies do you prefer, sweet or sour or hot. Do you prefer coffee or hot chocolate or tea? Do you prefer, what kind of popcorn do you prefer? And yes, oh, and they also sent me a sandalwood candle.
Oh, my God.
So I made a huge mistake here, because I opted out of the box.
No.
Why would you do that?
because Motorola sent me like 3 similar boxes a couple weeks ago for the Razer, and I was like, I can't, no more popcorn, I'm done. But the Google box actually sounds good. I would have liked those socks.
Those socks are really nice. They, like, they're got the Google logo all over them, and they're super comfy.
Wow, I feel like I'm sorry for Liv, because I know those were things that she would massively enjoy.
Yeah.
So, right, let's talk about what was actually there. Now, the obvious thing that everyone talks about is the Pixel 5 and the 4a 5G. Adam, obviously, you're a big smartphones chap over at Tom's Guide. Which one of those is more interesting? Because the 4a 5G was the cheaper one at $499, but the Pixel 5 had the fancier specs at $699. Which one should people care more about?
Yeah, I'd have to say the 4a 5G. Google is doing that thing again where they're releasing sort of cheaper, lower-end phones that are really, really compelling.
Yep.
So compelling that they don't really give you a good reason to spend more money on the Pixel 5. And I'm not really sure what their strategy is, but yeah, I mean, the 4a and the 4a 5G are so good in their sort of price bracket that the Pixel 5 actually looks like kind of an outlier. Like, it's got the same processor as the 4a 5G, so you're not really gaining any extra power, even though the Pixel 5 costs $200 more. They have the same cameras. Really, really, all you're missing out on if you get the 4a 5G is you don't get wireless charging. Like, that's basically it.
Wow, it doesn't seem like much of a drop. I mean, is the 4A 5G much different to the 4A?
Well, it has a more powerful processor, and they can connect to 5G networks, and it has a bigger screen, and it has a dual camera system as opposed to the single camera system. So,
oh wow, so
yeah, I mean, that's $150 more than the Pixel 4A. I think that's worth it. Also, has a much larger battery too, which, you know, a lot of people would be interested in. Yeah, I mean, I think the Pixel 5 looks very nice. I really like the design of it. I think the green color they have for it is really, really cool. But I just, you know, if I was in the market for either of those phones, I couldn't bring myself to spend more money, $200 more on a phone that really doesn't have $200 worth of extra stuff in it.
So let's move on to the Chromecast with Google TV to give it its full name. Now, this is confusing because you've got Google TV as a new operating system to take away from Android TV, which is, you know, same as Amazon's got with Fire, Apple's got with its TV OS. So there's that. Google TV is basically a user interface or an operating system. Google TV is also an app that replaces Google Play and movies on the App Store, or the Play Store, sorry. And then you've got YouTube TV, which is a service that's owned by Google and actually delivers live TV, but is different to Google TV. Liv, can you unpick any of that?
Not really. It's all really confusing, to be honest. Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. We've actually tested this one ourselves. I can take you through like what we thought of it, if that's helpful.
If you'd like to.
I would like to. So we found that we weren't really a fan of the new user interface for Google TV. It works okay and it's got a good selection of apps, but we found that like the actual interface itself was a little bit uninspired. And we also found that it was a little bit slow to load at startup, but that's not to say it's, you know, it's a bad device. It's still got, you know, 4K HDR. It's got Google Assistant built in, which is obviously useful. It's got Dolby Vision support as well. So it is a step up, but it's, you know, not perfect.
Cherie, do you use any of these streaming sticks at the moment?
No, because I have Verizon Fios, so I have Disney Plus for free, and I have HBO Max for free, and I've been paying for Netflix for God knows how long, and Hulu, so, and Prime is, Prime Video is built into my Prime account, so no, I don't need it.
Okay, I suppose if you've got the box already, then that works, so that all makes sense, but Which of these at the moment seem most compelling to you? Has Google done anything basically, or is this just the same again but from a different name on it?
I mean, here's something that I found interesting about launch night in. They, like, for the Pixels, they didn't really say anything about the specs. Which I found compelling, because usually if I'm sitting for a hardware showcase, you're going to tell me something about it. They're like, yeah, cameras.
Yeah.
Really? That's all you had to say? Like, especially since one of Pixel's claim to fame is that it has some of the best low-light cameras in the game. Didn't say anything about the cameras, didn't say anything about the processors. And as far as, they took a really lifestyle approach to this, and I get it, but I didn't necessarily come there for that. Comfy socks or no.
And the other thing that was obviously there was the Nest Audio. That was the new speaker that, I don't know, how would you best describe it, Liv? What does it look like?
It kind of looks like a loaf of bread covered in fabric. It's that's the best way I can think of describing it, to be honest.
It kind of reminded me of an old, like a flatter AirPod. What was the Apple?
HomePod?
Yeah, the HomePod.
Yeah, so that's the funny thing, is that the first picture they showed of it, I'm like, oh, it's a HomePod, but then they kind of change a perspective and you see it's actually really flat, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
It was weird. Like, I'm curious, like, because I'm interested in all things audio, I am curious. I would like to get my hands on it and see how good it sounds. I also appreciate anything that lets you do multi-room setup, because the more speakers, the more the merrier of most tech, especially speakers.
So I have a question then, Cherie and Olivia, maybe you can speak to this. If I was getting like a smart speaker that I also wanted to be like a good, you know, to play music and stuff and actually sound good, is it like just the Sonos, or are there like other options out there?
There's definitely other options. Like if you wanted to go for Like, say if you wanted an Alexa speaker, the Amazon Echo Studio sounds really good. Mm. But you're going to want to look for one of those smart speakers that's on the larger side, because a lot of the smaller ones just don't have the power that you'd want from a standalone speaker.
Okay. I'm moving, so I'll remember this.
I personally don't want it. I don't have any smart speakers like that. I don't need you listening to my life. So I just focus on audio. So there's this brand that I've been lusting after that I'll never be able to afford. Divale. They make this $10,000
speaker. God bless you.
Yeah, they make this $10,000 speaker, and I think they started making a cheaper one that's $3,000, but they sound so good. And they do have multi-room, and they're just they just look like a piece of modern art, and I stand them so hard, but I cannot afford.
What does stand something so hard mean? I've never actually dug into this. I keep hearing it, and I just sit there being English and just assume it'll work it out one day.
Basically fangirl. Or fanboy, but yeah, I like.
Thank you.
Like they had, like every time I get a demo, I'm like, I just why can I not have? Like I want it so much.
And Liv, what if you were gonna go for a really? If I gave you a huge pay rise and I said you've got to spend it on a speaker set, what would you go for?
I really really like the Sonos setup I've got right now. So I've got a Sonos Arc, two of the Sonos ones as rear stereo speakers and a subwoofer. I think it sounds really good, but like if we're gonna go crazy, yeah, something from DVLA would be really mm-hmm. nice. Or something from Muso as well. They do really lovely speakers.
Yeah.
And they look amazing as well. They just look like pieces of art. So yeah, something like that.
Or if I was gonna go into like home theater, like I'd definitely look out for some Edifier home speakers or some Q acoustics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's go back to the bigger point. Has Google actually done anything good here, Liv? I mean, Amazon had a really exciting, I say exciting, had a big product launched that involved a scary drone, but did a lot with its new speakers. Natural language processing, so it could actually understand what you're saying. It could be involved in a conversation. There's so many things in there like that. Google just like, that's a speaker and that's a couple of phones and a new Chromecast. And bye, we're done in half an hour. Enjoy your sandalwood candles.
Yeah, I mean, the new Google speaker, it's a step up from the old Google Home, which is getting on a little bit now. And it does, it definitely looks sleeker. Like, I don't know if you've seen the old Google Home, but it looks a bit like an air freshener, which is a bit weird. But in terms of audio quality, which is the main thing they've been bigging up in comparison to Amazon, which have been going on about all the smart capabilities their new Echo speakers have, the difference in sound quality isn't that big. So it does make you wonder, like, what have they been doing for the last few years? Like,
what have they been doing?
I don't know.
Have to read the review to find out.
Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, looks like they've been preparing to fight fight the U.S. government on this coming antitrust lawsuit.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that probably would take some time. But ultimately, you know, that's basically Monday to Wednesday. What are they doing from, you know, Thursday onwards? So we've got a lot of things happening in the gaming world as well at the moment, Cherie. Watch Dogs, hit me with that to start with.
Well, we've gotten our second hands-on with Watch Dogs. Rami Tabari, my staff writer at Laptop Mag, actually took his crack at it. He's not particularly a fan, and his views are valid. Basically, his beef is...
I like how you justify it. His views are valid. Stop trying to... Don't at me.
Rami, if you're listening to this, it's okay. Your views are valid. Yeah.
And you are valid as a person.
Yes, he's my bitter bae. He's just bitter for no reason, but I love him. But yeah. So his beefs are that while the conceit that you can recruit just about anyone in just about anyone in Watch Dogs Legion to be part of the squad, they don't like. The graphics don't look as realistic as, say, people that are like central to the game, like the leader of the London version of DedSec. Like they had a look in mind for her, so she looks like a real person, whereas the randomized graphics kind of give it like this not so real feel for the characters that you're recruiting. And as far as recruitment, it's just he does bring up a valid point. It's too easy. It's like, oh well, I'm a part of this secretive hacker group trying to save the world and try to free London from this authoritarian regime. But I'm just going to walk up to you in the street, announce who I am, do a side mission for you to get you to join the team, and now you're on the team. It's a little contrived. I get it. What he does like about it is something that Ubisoft has been a master at for years is the dedication to just getting the real life specs and reproducing the city. So London looks like London. It's beautiful. You can ride the tube. There's mini games where you can play a little bit of football. Those things make the world feel lived in. He also took issue with the stealth mechanics. Like, the best way to get through most Watch Dogs games is with stealth, because you're basically like at some points, depending on who you've recruited, like you're sending someone's nan or nana into a highly guarded building. And yes, she used to be a spy, and yes, she has a taser, but is she realistically knocking people out? No. So you like stealth works here, and you should use stealth, but there are sometimes you just want to cut loose and run and gun. So like he wants there to be more of a balance, but he is optimistic about multiplayer, which is always fun with Watch Dogs, and I am too. And the question is, I think it'll be a solid game. I'm not sure that it's going to be one of those games that you finish. Like you'll come for the, hey, I can recruit my grandmother, but I don't know if you're going to get through the missions. Like get through, totally through.
I mean, but at the same time, your grandmother's going to be a great spy. No one is going to expect a grandmother to be messing around.
It's true.
And, you know, knocking people out. No one's going to see that coming.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. Doing all the things that spider can. Knits a scarf. Pinch your cheeks.
I mean, my grandma is about 4'7", so I would love to see her knock someone out.
Yeah, maybe this will inspire like a bunch of like grandmothers like going into the field, you know, becoming spies in real life. That'd be cool.
I mean, I can't see how it wouldn't. Basically, a lot of grandmothers have been waiting for that, you know, societal push. You know, the virus is outside, but you know what? Just go and be a spy. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Or maybe they're already spies and we just don't know.
What? Ooh. That's the way a spy would work. Now I'm thinking about it. I mean, my nan wouldn't be a spy. No matter how good she is at hiding, there's no way. You know, she's basically trying to film with biscuits. That's all it is. And that's just a waste of time for a spy. It's just a far too much of an elaborate cover. Let's talk briefly on FIFA 21. That's out this week. Has anybody played this?
My editor Phil Tracy has played it because he is the only person that does the sports games over on laptop because he does the sports games because the rest of us are too nerdy to play them. It's like what? But he liked it and like I'm not going to pretend to throw any football references at y'all. Like it's a pretty game. Like listen, I'm an American.
Just do one.
nope, let's not.
Level pegging. The equalizer.
That's a
use words like pitch and,
yeah pitch came to mind, but when you said pegging that something else came to mind and it was just like
this is a family podcast.
I genuinely don't know what pegging means in a bad sense. I'm just going to walk past it.
No, Gareth.
I don't.
All right,
I'll tell you offline. But beautiful graphics. They've done a little bit of improvement to everything. So career mode, the actual gameplay, like everything has gotten a little bit of a touch up, just enough to put that new game sheen on there to justify you buying another installment of FIFA, the way that they do with Madden and the way that they do with NBA 2K. So it works well. Like, it's easy to swap out players, do your substitutions. You can do simulations if you want. Like, and if you are in the midst of a simulation, you see that maybe you're going to lose to a crappy team, you can jump in real quick and make the adjustments and do what you need to do and hop back out. So, for FIFA players, like, yeah, go buy that yearly installment. For the rest of us,
is that going to be a Series X PS5 launch title too?
I'm assuming so. I didn't even think about that because, again, sports game.
Well, I know NBA is, so
yeah, it must be.
And I saw a video of like NBA. I think they showed off like maybe it was a PS5 version for the first time.
Yeah,
it looks incredible. Like the pre-game stuff, like, I've never seen like so many people who weren't players on the court.
Yes. And
it's crazy.
And the fans in the stands look like actual people instead of blurred out blobs. Just rah. It's like, all right. And speaking of the PS5, have you seen the video of the first hands-on? That thing is huge. It's basically a small form factor tower.
I'm already seeing the memes happen where people are enlarging the PS5 to make it even bigger than it actually is. Yeah, I don't know how that thing's going to fit into my whole, like, entertainment setup.
I mean, on the side, I've already got a space for it. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, but my PS4 Pro barely fits, so how's this thing supposed to fit?
Well, no, because I've got a PS4 Pro on its side, on the bottom, and I've got my Xbox One X on its side. And, yeah, I'll just... Now, the question... Well, actually, yeah.
You can't see, if you're listening to a podcast, you can't see us, but Cherie is now analyzing her entertainment setup.
This is great podcast material.
Yeah. Cherie's just staring at a box that we can't see.
Yeah, no. So what'll happen is the PS5 will go on top of the Xbox One X, and then the Xbox Series X will... I have a space for it that'll Tetris in. So yes,
Cherie,
we'll be fine.
I don't mean to say this, but literally no one cares.
I know. Like,
maybe we could provide like a picture and a diagram or something like that for people who listen to the podcast so they can see what Cherie's working with.
No, he's right.
No one cares. Like, I mean, like,
we've wasted 2.5 minutes of someone's life listening to you discuss that, and we're still going right now. So I'm going to jump. Adam, help us. What is happening next week? Why is next week? What is next week? Please make next week go away.
Absolutely nothing is happening next week. It's going to be a really quiet week.
You're a liar.
Yeah, read a book. No, Apple is announcing like 42 different things and also Prime Day.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, isn't there, Adam? It's not just that either. We're thinking there's going to be more appearing too, right?
Yeah.
What else? The OnePlus has an event. Yep, they have an event, I think, the day after Apple's event, which is October 13th, and then Prime Day is happening both of those days. There's probably more stuff I can't even think of right now because my brain is just soup.
Well, we know the LG Wing is flying around, literally.
You're proud of yourself? You shouldn't be.
Yeah. Have you got space around your TV, Cherie? I don't know. Have you?
I do.
But the LG Wing is probably the one that people would care about least or know about least. But then obviously, yeah, we've got the iPhone, the launch event dropped yesterday. So a lot of people are really into that. It was four concentric, that's not the right word, four rings that go all around and around to allow you to question whether it's going to be speed on the, it's called high speed, but it sounds like high speed. Oh, Apple, you're clever with your puns. Is it going to be 5G? Is it going to be an A12 Bionic chipset? Is there going to be those tile tags, that the Apple tags that we've been waiting for so long, called the Air Tags? I mean, there's just so many things people are really into, a load of rings on an invite. But ultimately, all it means is Prime Day and Apple event are going to be happening at the same time, which is making me want to cry.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, just don't then. Let's just pretend it's not happening. Don't do any prep. And also, there's the other thing is possibly going to be AirPod Studio as well. The much vaunted over-ear headphones that Apple has been talking about for a while. They would apparently have, you know, all the same chipsets as the AirPods Pro, but they'd be over ear, so even better sounding. Plus, that would give you access to the spatial audio, so you can, you know, have this really amazing, in inverted commas, home cinema experience with your iPhone or iPad.
I'm so torn about these because, like, judging from the renders that we've seen and some of the leaked images, they look really, really different to most other headphones on the market. And if they're as smart as they say as the rumors say they're going to be. They're going to be a really interesting pair. But also, I don't want them to be announced next week because I will die from exhaustion.
I mean, you've already got limited capacity anyway, Liv. We get like, you know, a good 2.5 hours out of you, and that's basically blanket time.
I do like a nap.
Are you saying you haven't got room for the PS5? Is that what you're about to tell us?
I guess. All signs are pointing to the studios are going to be announced next week because, as Bloomberg reported, the Apple stores have really quietly, low key, stopped selling every other headphone that was in the store. So if you go into an Apple store right now, if you can go into an Apple store right now, you will not find any LG. I mean, any Logitech. You will not find any Bose. You will not find all of them are gone. So that is a really big sign that yes, all the audio people will be scrambling, just like the phone people on Prime Day, because Apple just, they're just the sadist and we're at their beck and call. So that's what it is. But yeah, I absolutely think that we're going to see the studios, and I'd be excited if it wasn't during Prime Day, but I guess I am excited, but it's,
Well, let's just hope that the HomePod 2 doesn't come out as well, because that really would be a nightmare.
That'll never happen. Don't worry. That'll never happen. It's fine.
No, it's never coming.
That's what we know. Right. And Cherie, LG Wing, I know you were thinking this may be your next smartphone, which for the Note situation is a big turn up.
Well, I am actually going to be reviewing the Wing. I just love just outlandish things. So I am excited to get my hands on this.
It is absurd.
It's absurd. And I love the idea of it. I absolutely love when companies go out on a limb and just like, hey, let's do something innovative. Let's do something different. Not because it's going to sell, just because it'll get everyone talking. And this is one of those products. Do I think it's going to be good? I don't know, but I'm looking forward to playing with the screen and making it like, ooh, twist in, twist out, twist in, twist out. I'm looking forward to that because I'm a child.
Yeah, so I've been able to use the LG Wing a little bit because I have a hands-on with it, but we haven't gotten the review device in yet, so that's still coming. But yeah, my initial impression was pretty positive. I think the thing that impressed me most was that the software, when you're switching between the small screen and the big screen, is like really quick. Like actually more seamless and faster than like the Surface Duo, which was kind of a hot mess, at least when I used it. So that's pretty impressive for LG to pull that off. $1,000 is a little expensive, but...
In my head, it's not actually a smartphone. In my head, it's like one of those LGs from like 2008, which had like a really kind of clunky old interface, couldn't do apps, and they've just like picked that back up again, chucked a Sidekick style twist mechanism on it, and thrown it out there. And everyone's like, "Oh, this is rubbish," but I kind of like it. But no, it's probably obviously any better than that. Right, we are moments away from my triumphant return to the news blast. But before we get to that, Cherie, you've got one more thing to tell us about ASUS laptops. And it's upsetting you, right?
The latest ASUS laptops, the ASUS ZenBook 13 UX325EA. Wow, all right, me. I'm on one today. And
we can't test that, so you could be telling the truth or lie. I don't know.
I am telling the truth. And the ASUS ZenBook Flip S, they're the two latest ASUS laptops. They're rocking Intel's 11th gen processors, which is cool and all, but what they are missing, headphone jacks. And I didn't recognize it at first, and then I started looking, I'm like, where the hell, there are no jacks. It's weird to me, like they're following the smartphone industry's lead, and I don't like it. Like there's just one. I expect to be able to plug in a pair of gaming headset into my laptop, even though theoretically, these are ultrabooks and you shouldn't be playing games on them. Part of the conceit with this new 11th gen rollout is that theoretically you can play games on your ultrabook, and I tested out the theory. Control played on both systems. I couldn't even get Doom Eternal to load. Couldn't get Battle 5 Battlefield 5 to play. They're like, no, not doing it. Witcher 3, no, not. But so you can play some games, just not all games. But if I'm doing that, I want to have a gaming headset in, especially if it's a game where I can use comms.
And I can't believe they can get rid of the headphone jack on a laptop. It's like there's space. There's so much space.
There's so much space.
You know what it is? They just have the courage to do it. I think that's what it is.
Well, you know what? Like, honestly, Adam might be onto something, because Asus has also been one of the few companies to say, you know what? No webcam. You don't need a webcam. You're fine. You'll go get an external one anyway. They've been doing that with a couple of their gaming laptops.
What?
Not so much with their Ultrabooks yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if they just start, like, in the interest of making super thin bezels and, like, really shaving off a couple of millimeters, that they just start just getting rid of ports and whatever.
You see, though, the webcam thing sounds to me like a decision that was unfortunately set in stone come February 2020, and they are now having to just deal with forever, or at least for the next year.
Right, I think it's time. Let's move on to the next feature. I'm quite nervous about. It's the news blast, and I'm coming back in again. Having been toppled by Gerald last week, there's a lot riding on this. And I'll be honest, I didn't prepare because I forgot. So
this is gonna be
a real come down, I feel. So if you are new to the podcast, what have you been doing? Please subscribe and like wherever you can, please, to the Noise Cancelling Podcast. Not another one, just this one. The News Blast is where we don't talk about everything because we can't, because we're just four very entertaining people who get caught on many tangents, like what size of TV cabinet has Sheree got? And we've got other news we haven't covered. So there's loads of things to get through. And the question is, how many can the presenters or guests get through in 60 seconds? The rules are, you can't read it out from a script. Big one. And they have to be understood. So you can't just go Sony, Microsoft, blah, and just hope for the best. You have to at least try and explain it. And that's up for debate. I mean, many people that haven't written in, but I know they wanted to, would have said that some of Gerald's didn't qualify. But who am I to talk about that?
Right. <You're> so bitter.
So bitter. So twisted. And I thought I was better than this. And I turned 37, but I am not. But Sheree, are you ready to get the timer going?
Yep. Let me pull it out. That's what he said.
If someone says it in that voice as well, there's not been a lot of effort put in.
All right, I'm gonna count you down in three, two, one, go.
So Google has added a cool new tab feature to Chrome. It's scrollable now. Cobra Kai fans, season 3. What's happened with Miguel? There's been a secret tweet. Google is thinking about doing something else. The Daydream VR is gone. 2016, it launched. It has gone on Android 11. Grado, the ultimate audio open-ear headphones makers, have got true wireless earbuds. They're expensive for Sony, but not as good, possibly without noise cancelling. Microsoft Office stopped working this week because of validation rings. Who knows what that is? Samsung has got the S21 Ultra leaked. It's got a 5,000 mAh battery. Massive. The PS5 game install size, as we know, there's an 800 gigabyte hard drive on there. They're going to be at least 100 gig games. Massive. The high-end Samsung Premiere projector costs loads of money and is the first HDR10 projector. iOS 14, have you got a watch and a phone? Are they not working? Disable them and reset them. That should fix it. The PS5 has been shown off to need a stand to go horizontally. What is that about? That is crazy. Windows 10, you can get rid of Bing as a default search engine. Finally, you have to use the registry to tweak that out. Nintendo is being sued by an 8-year-old and its mother because of Joy-Con drift because that's bad. Ah! No, I didn't do it.
How many was that? I lost count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Shit.
One off.
Yeah.
So close.
Oh, charging Nintendo Switch.
Is your record 13?
Yeah, Gerald's record. Mine record was 12 and Gerald's was 13. And I was already. I got caught on the stupid Sony Grado headphones. So I realized I forgot what they were good about. So I started to burble stupid headphones.
Sorry, Gareth.
It's all right.
You'll get them next time, champ.
Got another 6 months to go again. It sucks. Right, let's talk about something else now while I lick my wounds heavily, or just go back and try and find reasons why Gerald is wrong. Although I would say about the fact that Sony, Sony the PS5 needing a stand to go horizontally is crazy. Sony just released a sort of breakdown of the PS5 showing a bit more inside it. My God, this is a huge Sherry was right. This is a huge console. Like, it's going to be massive. That was what I replaced him, because you accidentally told everyone about the YouTube videos already. So had to find something else. Luckily, that was in there. Right. Let's get on to the final thing, Sherry. What is it?
Unpopular opinion. Let your head unfurl. Laptops, tablets, smart home. Who knows what we'll hate? Unpopular opinions.
Liv, do you want to sing us again?
No. I don't think I can follow that, honestly.
Yeah, nobody can follow that performance.
But Liv, weren't you a professional singer at one point? So.
Yeah.
What?
So that was a very long time ago, and I've forgotten how. So let's never speak of it again.
Right, so but you're telling us about something that sounds a bit crazy. New headphones are out, and you're wondering, do they last too long?
Yes, yeah, so these are the new Marshall Major 4 wireless headphones, and they've just been launched, and they have a pretty crazy battery life of 80 hours, which, you know, that must be a good thing, right? No, because unless they have significantly changed the design from their predecessors, these headphones are extremely uncomfortable to wear, and you're never going to want to wear them for that long.
I think we should probably say, in fairness, the last ones were uncomfortable, and we're worried that it'll be the same again. I don't think we can claim these ones will be uncomfortable as well, having not tried them.
And to be fair, Marshall has said that the new ear cushions are softer to the touch and they should fit your ear more faithfully. So hopefully they are more comfortable. But just based on my experiences with the last ones, like, I know I don't want to be wearing them for 80 hours.
Are they on or over ear?
They are on ear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't know, it might just be me, it might just be my ears, but I tend to find on-ear headphones pretty uncomfortable because they do just kind of sit against your ear and like push them down, which, I don't know, I just don't like that sensation.
I have freakishly tiny ears, and on-ears do annoy me. Like, they have to be really padded out for me to enjoy a pair of on-ears. So I am worried about this now.
And I think, obviously, unless you're in some sort of strange, weird game, you wouldn't listen to a pair of headphones on for 80 hours. That would be odd. But I feel like when you have a really long-lasting battery life claim like that, which is interesting, you know, you can take them off, put them on, not have to worry about charging so much. You are generally pushing towards wearing them more often than not. You want to have these kind of, you know, a bigger part of your life than maybe some you may need to charge every 10 hours, 20 hours, whatever. So I feel like it is important that fit is right. But yeah, 80 hours is a big flex, and it needs to be backed up with some really strong everything, basically. Audio quality needs to be amazing. The fit needs to be amazing. It's a lot to worry about.
Definitely. And the funny thing is that I actually see a lot of people around town wearing the predecessors to these headphones. So there's definitely, you know, some people out there like that fit. And they like the sound, but it's just not for me, unfortunately.
Okay, so maybe it's completely wrong. We apologise, Marshall. Liv might just be absolutely off base.
I'm just being picky.
Yeah, exactly. Take it back. It's a popular opinion. Everyone agrees. Right, we are nearly out of time. So I just wanted to say thank you to Adam and to Liv for your excellent participation. Adam, I feel like I haven't spoken to you in a while. You've got any final thoughts? I mean, we haven't touched on your hair, which is looking phenomenal, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well, same to you. Same to everyone here. Everyone here is great.
I think my hair's looking awful today.
Yeah, it really is. Really bad.
I'll be honest with you all. I don't know why I'm telling the podcast this. Hopefully we don't get too many people. I bought thinning hair shampoo for the first time this week. It was a really low. Because I went to the hairdressers for the first time in genuinely 8 months because of lockdown. I'd accidentally left it a long time already. And I'd left it really long. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a big do-over. I'm going to get a better haircut. I'm like, had some ideas, took some pictures. And I said to the guy, like, what can we do around this? He's like, same as before, but a bit longer would probably be all right. Also, your hair's thinning quite a lot. And I was like,
that's so harsh.
I was really up for this kind of like big, like pretty woman style makeover. But no, I got really sort of punctured by that. And then I thought, I should probably buy some shampoo to try and back it up. But it's a real low moment.
You should go back in there, all dressed up, all fancy, and be like, hey, you work on commission, right? And they'll be like, yeah. And you'll be like, big mistake, huge. And then walk out.
A couple of things there, Liv. They don't work on commission, no. And secondly, they're like... you did use our services. So essentially, we got what we needed from you. So they'd be
but they were rude about your thinning hair.
Is he rude or is he just telling the truth? I mean, it wasn't a great haircut either. I'm not going back
also,
there.
Also, like, maybe, like, that might be some stress. Like, you might need to just, like, take a break after prime day because that does affect your hair. But
take off all of next week, all of it. Just don't work next week.
But speaking of hair, I spent 12 hours doing mine over the weekend because I got to work it like a job because it's down to my butt. And so, yeah, and I colored it with hair wax and it came out pretty good.
It looks lovely.
I'm actually shocked.
It's looking great.
Can anyone see a picture of this, Cherie, or is it all locked away into your secret?
I will put the photo on Twitter because I am actually impressed with how well the hair wax worked.
A photo of your hair next to a photo of your TV and where you're going to put your PS5.
Yes. Hashtag PS5 hair. which is bigger? We don't know at this point. How can people find you on Twitter, Cherie?
People can find me on Twitter at... and Instagram at Miss Smith 11. So that is MISS Smith 11. And go to Laptop Mag. We're on Twitter. We're thinking about Instagram, but we're definitely on Facebook. And, you know, send us your pictures, read us. Laptop before, laptop now, laptop forever.
Liv, how can people get in contact with you or just see what's going on with you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Olivia Tambini, where I'm doing Inktober for this month. So if you like drawings, come on by.
You ruined it. I was about to promote how great Liv's drawing is. It's one of those things I keep forgetting she's actually an exceptional artist. I'm like, why is that on? Oh, yeah, she can draw every time. I look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's how it works.
Can't sing, but
she can draw. So, and Adam, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter at Pioneer Spine. I arrived too late to Twitter to have a handle with my name in it, so that explains that. And go to Tom's Guide, because me and my colleagues and everybody's going to be writing about all the Apple stuff next week. So I think there are going to be a couple of phones. There might just be a phone. There might be a phone.
I enjoy the best thing you can think about why you should come there. It's like, we're doing some... writing, I guess. The weariness is already setting into all of us. unlike you, I didn't join Twitter late, but I still went for Super Beav as a handle because I'm a child. I can't read out my email address into this form as well because that's stupid. But equally, my personal email address is what a teenager would have chosen. I chose it as a mid-20s guy. I'm still working it now, and having to read it out over to people on the internet or on the phone is often quite difficult. I'm sticking with it. I'm like, I've gone far enough now. I'm staying alongside it. Right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And as we've mentioned many times before, Tech Radar is a wonderful place to come to find out all your tech needs. We've got amazing audio features. We've got lots about the phones. The Apple event next week, as I mentioned, is going to be on our site too. Amazon Prime Day, get all your deals and just find some very fun things to do. I've been Gareth Beavis, Editor-in-Chief of Tech Radar. Liv, have you had a good day?
I've had a lovely day. Thank you for having me.
Adam, how about you?
It's been great. Thanks for having me on.
And Cherie, are you feeling good?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling pretty damn good.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And we'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.